Speaking of, Grace said as a thought struck her, can we curb the one that draws other women like a magnet? Aphrodite gave her a droll stare. Child, look at the man. What woman in her right mind wouldn't want him in her bed? I'd have to blind them all, or make him fat and bald. Never mind. I'll just learn to cope. Thought so. Aphrodite vanished. Julian wrapped his arm around Grace's shoulders and pulled her back against him. Are you sore? No. Why? Because I intend to spend the rest of the day making love to you. She nipped his chin with her teeth. Oh, I like the sound of that. He kissed her. Oh, wait, he said, pulling back. Grace frowned as he got out of bed, grabbed the book, then tossed it out into the hallway and shut the door. What are you doing? She asked. Julian sauntered back to bed with that slow, loose-limbed walk that made her breathless and hot. He crawled up on the bed like a sleek, naked beast and ran a hot, lustful stare all over her body. He can hear everything we say, and I personally don't want him in here when I do this. She gasped as he flipped her on her side. Or this, he said, sliding his hand between her thighs and teasing her mercilessly with his touch. He curled himself against her spine. And most of all, I don't want him to hear this. He buried his lips against her neck as he moved his hand down her inner thigh to spread her legs. Then he plunged himself deep inside her. Grace moaned in pleasure. I waited 2,000 years for you, Grace Alexander, he whispered in her ear. And you were worth every second of it. Epilogue. 1 year later. Julian opened the door to the hospital room. With his mother and Selina in tow, he stepped quietly into the room, not wanting to disturb Grace if she was resting. Fear gripped him as he saw her lying on the bed. She looked so pale and weak that it terrified him. He couldn't stand seeing her like this. She was his strength, his heart, his soul, everything in his life that was good. The thought of losing her was more than he could bear. Grace opened her eyes and smiled at them. Hi, she whispered. Hey, girl, Selina said. How are you feeling? I'm exhausted, but feeling pretty good. Julian leaned over and kissed her. Do you need anything? I have everything I could ever need, Grace said, her face glowing. He smiled. So where are my grandchildren? His mother demanded. They took them to be weighed, Grace said. As if on cue, the nurses wheeled the cradles in. They checked Grace's bracelet against the baby's, then made a quiet exit. Julian left Grace's side only long enough to gently pick up his son. Joy spread through him as he cradled the tiny infant in his arms. Grace had given him so much more than he had ever expected to have, and much more than he deserved.